I was just asking about there's lust outside or love or true love inside. You see? God is love. Our soul is also love is innate in our souls. And this requires somebody to be attached. You see? Conscious entity should be attached to all consciousness. It is now being attached to the physical world and outward attachments. This is the reason why we are coming again and again to the world, because we are attached to the world. How to differentiate and understand what is true love and what is outer love? Physical love and the true love. So for that I was just explaining, if we really understand that difference between the two, if we just study our own selves, we are conscious beings. We are drop of the ocean of all consciousness, environed by the cardinal macrocosm is in the microcosm. In macrocosm there are three planes, physical, astral and causal. So we have got bodies, physical body, astral body and causal body to work through those planes. Now we are working the physical plane with having causal body and the astral body. Now, while working in the physical plane, we've got the outgoing faculties which are fixed in this physical body, which open outside, receive impressions from outside, whatever good or bad. Though the man who is just imbued with the attachment or love, you may say, of the outward enjoyments, you see, those impressions are being embedded into our astral body through the physical outgoing faculties. The true color of our own self is not the physical body, which may be very clean, very much beautiful, but the true color which is already embedded in our astral body, that we cannot see with the outer eyes. Our master used to say, when a man comes to me, I see whether it is a jar of glass, whether it contains the sweet things are the sour things. His eye has become etherealized, he could see. Or when we leave our physical body, we appear in our true colors. You follow me now? So, the man, human, whose astral body is quite clear with the outward impressions, with no lust, with no attachments, hated anything in life, but imbued with the love of God, such like men, when you come in his company, you see, by radiation you will have that thing. And in the astral body are the impressions of the past birth. When those are also cleared, you see, he is called a saint, true saint of the world, you see. So, they always deprecate the love of the physical body in outward attachment, all masters. That is called the physical love. So if you have company or think of someone whose astral body is not clear, not cleansed, which is not imbued with the love of God, or not, imbued with the outer attachments and loves and hatreds, such like man, the company of such a man will give you radiation of being cleansed. And whose causal body also cleared of all this back birth. Well, such a man, if you think of, that form will be always with you, guarding you, helping you, even if the man concerned does not know whether you are helping or not. You see? So such like even do appear in the case of saints and masters. Those who remember them, you see, are heard, that appears to them, that form. He has not seen. Only for that reason. That is why Kabir says, my mind has become so cleansed, it is as limpid as you when you go to Haridwar, the water of the Ganges is limpid. If you see from above, even the small pebbles are seen very clearly. So mind has become clear so much, my astral and causal body, that God is after me. he just works as a slave after me once. So God is after such a person whose astral and causal body is all free, imbued with his love, not imbued with the worldly attachments. You follow? No. Now there is a difference between love of the outer and the inner. Master has been deprecating the love of the physical body. The man whose astral body is just imbued or spotted, you see, with the, you might say, by the filth of the outside, attachments and other things, such a man may be, look very clean outside. If you sit by, you will have radiation that way. If you have just sit by a man whose astral body is clear, clean, you have radiation cleanness. He is imbued with the love of God, that is, you grow inside the love of God. And who is also, whose causal body is also quite clear. Well, such like if you think of him, he, you have not seen, you simply heard through somebody. He will appear, you see, he will help you. So that is the difference between the two, love and the real love. We should love whom? God. And who else? Whose mind is so clear that God is quite reflected in him. God is light, God is some principle. Whenever he will tell you, you get light inside. The other man who is in the astral body and causal body is not clear. He may tell you do this and that thing. You might be putting 4 hours, 6 hours a day, then you won't get light. You find the difference now between the real love and the physical, outer life. So all masters, I will say now, so-called masters, they can always reflect, just maintain on the form of the master. God forbid, if he is not cleansed inside, then you will become what he is. God is one who comes of itself. So that is why I never ask anybody to meditate on the form of the master, to save them from that. Drawback, you see. So now the difference you find, love God and the one whose astral body and causal body are quite clean. He may be strict outside for reasons, but his mind is quite clear. Loving God is love for all men. Love thy enemy. He has love for the enemies too. See? Such like man is a master. You love God for the sake of him in whom that he is reflected in full, whose mind vision is quite limpid. Such, if you love such a man, then that you God's love will grow in you, and you rise above physical body, astral and causal body, go where that very God is manifested. That is the difference between real love and the true love. Love which, love God and any other in whom that love is. I mean, whose astral body and causal is quite clean. If you sit there, you will have radiation like that. Any word he will express, you see, he will give you initiation and you will get light. Because you got light reflected in him, the one who has got no light reflected in him, how can he? 100 initiations may be given. You may be putting in hours and hours for that, light cannot be given. That's the vast difference between the physical, outer love and the inner love. I was explaining the other day too, in a way, you see. Today is quite clear. So there may be no misapprehension. We should love God and others whom the God is reflecting. The criteria to know is he will give you initiation and you will have light. And Christ said, I am the light of the world, whosoever will come to me shall never walk in darkness. Sadhguru mile andhera jaye, jaan dekho tar. That's the criterion. These things are given in books. But all these things, you see, with all these books, even then you want guidance from somebody who is a practical man, he knows what is what. He will explain the difference very clearly, in very few words. Why should we love God? Because we are conscious being, and natural, each thing wants to go to our own reality, you see. Why we should love God, man, and not others? And what is the criterion of that? God, man, is one whose astral body and cause are quite clean, limpid, in which God's light is reflected. You see? Whoever comes in contact with him and he gives a little attention there, that light becomes reflected there. We can so shine. It is already there, but that cannot be. There are so many hundreds of people giving initiation nowadays. There are so many gurus and masters that there are no followers, disciples in the world, so many. The only criterion of a true master is when he gives initiation, you'll have some experience to start. So that is the difference when you receive initiation. If you get some light, it means the man through whom it is begun is clean. That God's light is reflected in him and that radiates. Others simply give some few words to repeat, some little things to do. They go on for hours. Whenever they go to war, they go on, put in more time. Such people have come to me 4 hours, 6 hours. Even then they don't get light. The reason is very clear now. So love God and next room, if you come across somebody who is competent to give you some light, that means his inner life is clear. If by sitting room you simply go on repeating hundreds of times, there are good actions but not clean life, you see. Light will come up only, it is there, but it will manifest only when somebody in whom that reflected light is there, he simply directs. Like example I will give you. A child is born in a cave, coal mines for instance. He was born there, bred there. Now there's all darkness there. If you put in one glass, mirror, in which the light of the sun is reflected, that light is reflected into the cave. The child in the cave sees that light. You see? Any heart, no, I may say to you, in your God, sun of the light, light of the sun is reflected, and that is directed anywhere, they will get a light. That is the true difference, vast difference between a true love and physical love. You cannot have this thing from man who is not reflecting light of God within him. There are so many, in India, everywhere, you see, there are so many masters. They have good propaganda, you see. They have very, propaganda can be had by money, any man can do it. But the real thing, what's the criterion? Criterion is already is he able to give you something. The true master is one who can withdraw your attention from outside, you see, bring up the outgoing faculties, physical first, and then give you some reflection of light. That is sort of a gift, you see, that's sort of a gift. And that's the criterion to judge right from the wrong. So by the books, these things are referred to. Words cannot explain these things very vividly, as I am telling you now. So love God and others whom God is referring. What is the criterion when he will initiate you? When you think of him, light will boost within you. He is competent to give you first-hand experience. On the very day of initiation, he may be blind. These things are referred to in the books, in words cannot be expressed. I mean, so vividly as I am telling you now. So all masters, generally, everybody, God has reflected on me. I am talking of all, I am in touch with the heads of the different religions, you see, as a president of the world religion. They all prescribe this thing. For that, what comes for a little while, some concentration is there, but light cannot come. So that's the difference. The man who is imbued with the lust of the world, physical, he maybe look very clean, very good propaganda. You cannot have light. Light you will have only from somebody whose astral body, cosmos, all cleansed, vivid, limpid, quite, in which God's light is reflecting. So such like masters do come. The world is never without them. the many, many, the more the better. But such life you come to give to the world, you see, not to take anything, you see. So, love somebody who is imbued with the love of God, who is astral in causal body, quite limpid, in which the God's reflection, God's expression is into light and sound, that is there. When he is initiated, he will have that. He may be with eyes, having eyes on the face or not. So love whom? God. And who else? Who is competent to give you that? That is a clear proof that he has got clear astral body and causal body. So there is a difference between the love of the physical body and the God, or the God in man. There is a vast difference. These things are referred to in the books by giving various examples, but not quite very, I mean, vivid and clear understanding. So, you see, when God will meet you, gives you initiation, something to start with, he guards you against any reveling in the outward enjoyments, reveling in the low pursuits of lust, anger, and the such like. Because those impressions are received through the outgoing faculties, which are open outside, receive impressions from outside, and they are embedded in our astral body. Just like I gave an example, the glass, you see, put it a cover up for this gum. Gum, no, mom. Mom, look each other way. Wax. Put it layer on that. Put it, some impression on that. Put it under some acid. And all those impressions we embedded on the glass. You see? Similarly, through the physical body, the outgoing faculties, all impressions outside are impressed in our astral body. And that, who says, who is yogic at heart, I would say, you see? Or when you leave this body, you appear in your true color. So the outer criterion is only that even initiates you, he gives you something to start. Because that God is reflected in you. In whom is not reflected, you simply all repeat this and go on with these things for hours and hours. If for some reactions that you pass, something may come up, but they don't know what to do further. So be very careful, I would say, about having society with people who are imbued with the love of the physical world, you see. Just have a company of somebody. That is when the sixth, you see, there's a prayer. Oh God, give me the society of one who is the mouthpiece of the master, or who is the mouthpiece, because the man who becomes the mouthpiece of a true master, he becomes the mouthpiece, because the true master is the mouthpiece of God. He becomes the mouthpiece of God, you see. Or such, the company of such people in whose company you are a member. This is a prayer among the six, every day. At night only we say prayer, oh God, give us the company of a saint. Company of a saint means the company of the God in him, isn't it? So this is a different, very fine difference, you may say. Why we should love God? Why should we love God in man? Why should we love others? So you can love God. Love God in man, whose criterion I have given you, only for the God in him. Again, be careful. So that he is just one with God, and you become the one with the master, then you are one with God. That is why all masters who came in the past, or who just sat at the feet of masters, as St. Paul said, I live, thou not, I live. It's the Christ in me. And all other masters say so. So that is why I don't advise anybody to reflect on the form of the master. That's one very valid reason. God is one who will manifest himself in the our subconscious reservoir of the mind is quite clear, you know, that will come of itself. I always prayed, "Oh God, I want to meet you in the early life, I'm telling you. But I'm afraid I might go to somebody in whom you are not reflected. Then my life is all wasted." In the older day, it is said you did appear to the bhaktas, lovers. Why can't you appear manifest now? This is my prayer, very strong prayer. Then it appeared, my master used to appear to me before. I took him as Guru Nanak. When I met him 7 years after, in 1924, he was with me in 1917. I was just traveling the higher planes, visiting outer places, and when I was very fond of rivers, from the very commencement, you see. So I came to Lahore, and Bias River was quite nearby. Yard, let us go to the Bias and see. When I went there, I detained, you see, from the train, there was a station master there. Asked him, "Which way this river flows?" "Oh, you have come to see the master." "Is there any master?" He said, "Yes, he also lives by the side of the river." So went to see the sea, you see. River and Sadhu master, the same master you have 7 years before. You follow me now? Two masters appear after itself. Heart should be pure. These are some things, you see, very, not given out very clear, but this becomes the reason is, you see, whose astral body and causal body is quite clear. If you pray God, God is within you. He brings you in contact with somebody where his light is reflected, that's all. And truly speaking, he is a true master. Love God and only such will just competent like that, then that will show that there is something in him. Not always, you see. So that is different. Love of the body, those imbued with the lust of the body, and those imbued with the love of God. With astral body and causal body is quite clean. Aap samajh gaye bhai sahab? Ishq mizaji aur haqeeqi mein kya fark? Jo tumko jis maane ho tumko jis maranega baas. And also you will see there are some colors which radiate from the man's body according to his life. Those who have got, say, very lusty thoughts, you see, just like red and black color combined, just like radiation you find. Those who are with anger and other things, you will have radiation red, lurid red. Those who are with the love of God, you see, bluish color, radiation. You who are, as to the, I mean, true spirituality, you find golden color. These are differences, you see. Books give us reference to that. You see, whenever you see any form of a master, they give a halo around his head, give a golden color or whitish color. That's the reason for that, you see. Those who are fortunate, I would say, they have been led to a master who has given them something to start with, maybe little or more. It means there is something in him. You are put on the right way, then develop it. God is one who will come of himself, manifest of himself to you in some form in which he is manifest. So, ye baatein aapko malum, aap ishq-mijaji ka fark aur dusre ka malum ho gaya. Isse bacho. Aur usme lago. This is dead body, there's a reference in what you are reading, that is dead body we are carrying. How long will you carry the dead body with you? You see? So love of the physical body is the love with the dead body. This is colored according to the thoughts which are embedded in your astral body. That's all. Tin baaton ko samjho bhai, ki unme dharan karo. ये चीजें किताबों में रेफरेंस आते हैं दी नहीं गई दी जा सकती है इसे अगर ऐसी खुशकिस्मती ऐसे किसी मिल गई ये चीज उसकी कदर करो कमाई करो तुम वही बन सकते हो जो वो बने एवरी सेंट हैज इट्स पास्ट एंड एवरी सेंट इन फ्यूचर यू आर पुट ऑन द वे वेयर यू विल बिकम एज गुड एज इट सेंट यू सी ड्यू कोर्स ऑफ टाइम ऑफ कोर्स टाइम फैक्टर इज नेसेसरी but you cannot be above the master, but as good as he is, you see. Because he is God in him, who can be more than God? That's the reason. So don't be led away by the outward propaganda and this and that thing. Look to the true state of affairs and just stick to it. People are misled by propaganda. They hear one thing, 10 times that becomes as true as good as true. And saints never make any counter-propaganda, so never. Time does prove what is today. Wait for the time, time proves is what is what. So those who have got the true understanding of the thing, they should stick to it. Those who come in contact, they may, friendly way, explain to him, that's all. If anybody thinks he loves him, you don't think of anybody else. That's the way it is. Because you spoil your own inner state of mind, you see. So put in time as much as you can, with due love for God, for the God in him, and to all the world over, because we are all brothers and sisters in God, and God in them. So this is the most important part of our life. As a man, we should have some spiritual food, contact with spirituality. God is in us. The more we put trust there on spiritual health, depends the life of mind and body both. That's all. So Paramartha nihai zaruri hai, jism ki khuraak roti, pani, buddhi ki khuraak padhna, likhna, vicharna, aur atma ki khuraak Paramatma se jodna. The bread and water is the food for the physical body. Learning, etc., this and that is the food of the brain, intellect, and contact with God is the bread of life. Have that. Give more importance to that. Other things follow up themselves. आपके भजन का क्या हालत है? How you find?